Welcome to today's Vrenchkot Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Our guest today is Pella Christian Grade School Principal David DeYoung. He has the latest surrounding their potential expansion plans at Pella Christian Grade School. Well, Mr. DeYoung, we've had quite a few chats recently about this project, and as enrollment has been growing at your school, so has the challenge of trying to fit everybody in one building. So you have three options that we've talked about throughout the summer, and now a big part of that, big news with those three options, were discussed at the latest school board meeting. So talk about the price points for the three options and kind of where you go with that information now as we move forward.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. We have numbers that go along with each of the three items that have come up as solutions to our enrollment opportunity. So the first high-level solution is to redesign our current facility and solve some of the issues like access and parking. So we would be keeping our current location. And in order to do that well for the future of our school, the figure that goes along with that is $12.5 million. So that's option number one. Option number two is if we keep our current location as a preschool through fifth grade campus, and then we would build a sixth, seventh, and eighth grade somewhere else, that option has a price tag of $16.1 million. And finally, the third option that's come up is to build a brand new preschool through eighth grade campus at a different location. And that option has a price tag of $22.5 million.
So when you're going based on the numbers, it's always easy to say, hey, let's go the cheapest option. But that's not always the case because there's a lot of factors that have been considered and have been discussed already, as we recently talked about a survey where you had some feedback from your constituents about those issues. So what is the decision process going now? Now that you have the numbers, what's kind of the next step, if you will?
The next step is to gather input from the Pella Christian Grade School constituents, because really that's the group of people who will be providing input and into the final decision. So in the near future, they'll have a town hall meeting, and our building project committee will be sharing how did they come to these numbers and really seeking the input of our constituents, because it's a big deal to raise that much money. So we want to listen and discern what the best option is going to be for the future of Pella Christian Grade School.
And then there is a unique challenge, and it's one that where Pella schools right now have kind of been going through bond. They went through a bond issue 2 years ago to do something similar when they needed to get a new facility for their elementary school and things like that. What are some of the differences that you face in private schools trying to get those funds? Because that's got to be a challenge. It's almost more direct in a way, whereas it's not taxpayer dollars directly. It's dollars directly raised from your constituents.
Correct. Our big challenge is that whatever option is voted on by our constituents, we'll have to privately fundraise for every one of those dollars. So the difference between Pella Christian's building project and the multiple building projects that are going on at Pella Community is those numbers at Pella Community are generated by a bond issue that passed with flying colors in the community of Pella. And one unique aspect of Pella Community and Pella Christian is the great relationship that we have with each other. I remember when Pella Christian High School was raising $20 million for their new campus, they had the full support of administrators and staff at Pella Community. And then now when Pella Community just passed their recent bond issue, they had the full support of people from the administration, staff, and parents at Pella Christian. So I love the community of Pella and how much this community values the education of our kids. It's just an awesome place to serve.
In terms of serving students, this all comes and tied back to your enrollment numbers. And talk about what that means for the school to have the enrollment numbers you have. And you have a graph and chart here out in front of us. It looks like from 330 to almost 440 in a matter of 10 years.
Yeah, correct. God's blessing this place, and we've had massive growth in enrollment. For example, this school year alone, we had 32 students transfer into our school in grades 1 through 8. And our incoming kindergarten classes are much higher than we've traditionally had in the past as well. So all of this creates a great opportunity for us to just figure out how we can best serve these kids. I mean, they're so important, And we want to do our very best to fulfill our mission of challenging these students to develop their individual God-given gifts for a life of service in God's kingdom.
And thanks again to David DeYoung for joining us on today's Vrenchkot Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.